This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Random Order Show, episode 158, man.
Yeah.
We in here back like that, man. It's your boy Jermaine Richards on here, man. Amen. Listen, we got B-Baby Trey in the building.
Come on, man. Yo, we on the West Coast just trying to figure it out.
And that's it, man. Baby Mo, we up. We in here. Yes, sir, man. We got Big Shell Sebastian in the building.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Listen. You know who it is, man. Yeah. The B&M, the one man in the building.
Beat him up, beat him up, beat him up. Locked in. Yes.
Amen, man. Listen, what a wholesome episode we prepared for the people, man. We talked about all the hard-hitting podcast topics.
Noel meets Megan Good. Meat falls out of bad shorts. Fold-down boots. The DIY defibrillator. We also covered men's health topics such as being bricked up, male pee-sitting, and of course, man, being strapped up in the stall. Listen, man, y'all know what you need to do, man. Jump up in the comments, man. Leave a wholesome comment down there. Amen. Bang that like button, that bell button. Leave a, you know what I mean, wholesome five-star review, Apple Podcast, Spotify. We locked in, man. Have a good episode. Amen.
Yeah.
One more thing.
Ew.
We up that down.
Yo.
You broke up, I broke it down.
Come on.
Yo. We outside, they inside.
Yo.
You rolling, we rolled. You digs.
Yo.
Hey, you got it, huh?
Okay, okay.
You got one more?
We with it, you without it.
Amen. Yo.
Episode is on fire.
Yeah.
You heard it, we blasting off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, we already you.
Got that.
We already
got
gone,
that.
Yeah.
Got that.
You got one for me? Stage is yours.
We sliding, they slipping.
Yep, yeah. I got one.
Okay.
You smell it, we shit it.
Oh,
you will.
Yeah.
You smell it, we shit it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, yeah, y'all react to what we do.
Yeah, we go first.
Technically, they down. Because you smelling what I already done that did that.
I dropped it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, what we trying to say is...
You bought it, I shipped it.
Yeah.
Does that exist already?
That sounds familiar.
I don't know.
That's good.
That's off the top of my head.
Yeah. Write it down, right? He feel charged up.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you looking chiseled, bro.
Yo. Thanks, man.
Who's Earl?
You said what?
Who's Earl?
Oh, it's like a New Zealand brand.
Oh, that's what's up.
New Zealand.
Clean work, man. You got to appreciate a good shirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our soundboard's glitching right now, so it like has a mind of its own, but sometimes it's on point.
Oh, I thought that was just a live studio audience, man.
That was
what I'm saying. Sometimes. This shit.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Man, you fresh off the Jersey Mike's pack?
No. I didn't smoke it yet, but I might after.
It's
you know.
In the car?
No,
it's in his mind right now.
Yeah, it's on my mind. Okay. It's gonna make its way to the car.
What's the Jersey Mike pack? What is that?
What?
Jersey Mike's.
The sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
You know about Firehouse, man?
Yes.
It's like that.
Okay.
But I never had Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, me neither.
I never did Jersey Mike's.
I just feel like it's a white woman's white family.
You gotta want Jersey Mike's tonight.
Sorry, you're from Tampa.
I'm going to Jersey Mike's.
Crossing 100%. That's like their go-to for dinner.
Hey, watch your phone, brother.
I know a lady who grew up just a very picky kid and literally only chicken nuggets, pizza in her body for years.
Yeah, wow. It's a little yachty diet.
A little yachty pack.
And the parents allowed us.
I'm just thinking about her body full of pizza and chicken nuggets, man.
She kind of thick. I mean,
definitely. She got a shape.
But I feel like you kind of smell nuggety, like a little bit. You know what I mean? You start to sweat. You start to like smell what you're made of.
Bro.
Your oils just come out, man. You know what I mean?
You guys ever piss and it stinks?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And I'm not even that close to it. So imagine if you were a lady now.
Yeah.
That's just right up there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're right, man. You are more close and personal.
You're closer to the toilet than I would be.
That's true.
That's real rap, man.
I'm going to just come out and say it.
That's it.
I sit when I pee these days.
Really?
Is it like a posture thing, or is this
what's up with that?
Of the soft life vision?
Let me explain. My addiction to my phone is just...
Wow, you trying to kill two birds.
It's just taking me to a place where I, you know, I'm like, I could stand. Or.
I could stand. Nice. Lock in a bit.
Lock in. Yeah. You're dick in the water then.
A lot. Yeah, a whole lot of meat water action, man.
I ain't got to worry about that, man. That's not the path I chose this life.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends on the heat that day, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's Droop City.
You've seen online,
you know, they always talk, I feel like they always talking about women anyways, about penis size and how much they, you know, what they need and what they don't. And they posted a, she like, it got to be 8 inches.
Oh, I saw that tweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that kind of quick. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
got me. I seen that one.
Somebody put the Drake part, scared of the six.
Yes.
Good job, man. Nice landing.
And I was like, yeah. Got that one.
That's terrible. Yeah. Did you guys like that?
I didn't like it.
You know,
you just scroll past it.
Yeah, I just scroll past.
I would have liked that. Really, that's funny, man. You got me.
I definitely sent it to somebody. Like, honestly, okay, it's a good execution, man. I always appreciate good execution. Like, you gotta know how to use Twitter.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and that was like great.
You got me for 1 second, man.
You know what I'm saying? And then somebody followed up with the Travis Scott part, "Scared of the Seven," and it was like, "Yeah, we're here, man."
Scared of the Seven.
Yeah, he starts his verse like that. You're scared of the Seven. I don't know what the Seven is. Probably somewhere in Houston or something. I'm like, that works too, you know? That's a hell of you.
So that's why I say, ladies, just think of the fellas out there who don't have that meat smoker. They're built in a way so that they'd never hurt you, physically or emotionally.
Or sexually.
It's important.
Yeah.
And that's why you sit on a bowl?
No.
I
just sit on the bowl because, you know, sometimes I view it as a challenge. Like, can I no-hand it? Sometimes I just drop trial like a 5-year-old.
I do that, yeah.
If you get the right, you just gotta watch your landing.
Yeah, that's real rap. Yeah. I'll be honest, man. I tried the sitting thing once, but I feel like once I sit, my body just says, do the other thing.
We're going full.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm a man, like,
it's like being docked.
Yeah. I'm docked.
I'm docked, man.
Yeah. I was about to say I'm a man of comfort. So, you know what I mean? Once I connect to that, I'm just like, my body knows only one thing, you know?
I love a good seat, man. Nothing but a chair. Let me have a seat, man.
Yeah.
You ever slip on a toilet seat?
Yes. When you got them slappy ass mouth toilets, some slap.
You inside going to the
side
toilet?
Of shit.
Yeah.
So, like, turn to the side and, like, drooping real
quick.
You know
what I'm talking about?
Oh, I'm like, if the mechanism on the locked toilet seat isn't on, you know what I mean? Like, the mechanism at the back of the toilet.
Yeah, the two pins.
Some people's shit be, you gotta replace it. Then I'll be slipping, but if it's a sturdy toilet, I'm pretty sturdy.
I hit a tutorial the other day, man.
On what?
To tighten that shit up.
Handyman.
Yeah, I took my tools out too.
Yeah.
Grab your toolbox. It was a hander though.
Yeah. I mean, you could put a little screwdriver there and make it super tight.
I could've hit it.
It's a good mechanism though. When I like discovered that, the little plastic piece.
You probably saw the same TikTok, man.
Probably, yeah. You go TikTok now for tutorials, or you still go YouTube?
I'm still a YouTuber.
I still hit YouTube,
but like if they don't give me what I need, I do hit the
Quick
reviews. I'm going TikTok,
but then I feel like sometimes I really need that detail, you know?
Yeah,
I feel
like you need like that TikTok. 40-year-old white guy.
Break it down like
the 17-minute tutorial.
That's what I was about to say, man. Like, you know, I'm looking for a quick solution. First off, we got shirts going on. How do you figure? I'm leaking right now.
What's going on, guys? I'm Jeff.
Yeah.
This is my wife.
Yeah.
My kids. My dogs. Come back here.
My dog.
Long ass challenge. All right, we're going to get started. Mic on pipes.
Before you know it, you're subscribed, you're buying merch.
Yeah, for real. Your mic on pipes.
Yeah, just fucking watching, just ready to fix my neighbor's pipes, man. Oh, this is my best friend. This is his wife, actually.
Man, y'all ever feel bad for pissing loud and shit, man?
Yeah.
Situations?
I do, yeah.
Pissing loud?
Yeah, like the piss loud guilt.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I'm weird about that shit. Sometimes I try to, like, really angle into the bowl.
Hit
the
side. Yeah, you got to hit a good stream. Yeah. And it's like how far you're stepping back to changes the angle. You could really achieve some smooth shit.
Yeah, because it starts splashing.
But then I don't want people to think I'm sitting down. I got a wussy and shit. You know what I'm saying?
He's standing right there.
That's not my style, man. That's not, I respect everybody's style. That's not that. My style.
Why did you say a wussy?
I was trying to keep it clean. Keep it green dollar sign for the advertisers.
Yeah, I feel you though.
We over here at Kev on Stage, a studio, man.
Oh, boy.
First off, I apologize for the drive.
Oh. It's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's what's up.
Right?
Get me on my head.
Yeah. Nice. So they give us a tour.
Did they give us a tour? Yeah, they did.
Quick tour. It's like, hey, walk through. Like, this is the way you get in the studio. So you walk around the office. And then, like, so it's like, you're in a dressing room, in a green room. And then you're in, like, this big warehouse, very industrial. And then you hit the studio. And he says, but this is the exit. You can walk through the office where it's, like, nicer. We got two ladies working there. And then very nice bathroom and shit. He's like, the bathroom's over there. He's like, you point it wherever. So, like, all right, cool, cool. So then we think he's talking about this bathroom. Bro, like, four or five times, we just walk up in there, boom, through the office.
Daddy.
I saw one girl put the headphones on. I was like, yo.
You guys see me? I started to move. I started walking.
And then I see you walk through the warehouse. I'm like, oh, we're supposed to be in the industrial bathroom.
Yeah. So it's like an unwritten rule here.
Yeah. Then you could really unload.
Yeah. Really unload. Yeah. I'm going full power. You ever turn the jets up?
Yeah.
Like you in a rush low key. And
somebody waiting on you?
But I have to say, tour has made me a paranoid pisser.
Why is that?
Because sometimes I, like, if I'm in a smaller town, I just get worried that someone just is gonna, like, have seen me going to the bathroom, or like my fear is like I'm taking a piss and some dude's like, yo, Noel, I'm coming to the show tonight. I'm like,
Oh my god.
There's gotta be etiquette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's gotta be
piss
etiquette.
Yeah. Yo, I've seen some bad etiquette, man.
Yeah.
Especially definitely got pulled up onto the bathroom. Yeah.
Really?
Yo, I'm a fucking big fan. Like, I gotta take a big piss.
Yeah. So, but I have cold feet at the urinal now. I just can't do it anymore.
Really?
It's just, I tried a urinal recently and I just couldn't get it to go because I'm like,
just looking around.
Just watching your back, man. That's fight or flight.
Yeah.
You don't go into the little stalls?
Now I do. I always try to get, it's selfish, but I take the handicap stall because I'm damn near like.
Not even fucking pissing on the wall and shit. Not even hitting it. Bro, I feel vulnerable in the washroom only because, yeah, this ain't good, man. That's all that matters.
Peeing on my own pants.
Still got a lot to know. Oh, man. But I feel like you're just cornered in there. There's nowhere else to go. There's one way in, one way out.
It's a very vulnerable position.
It's vulnerable. And sometimes, like, you don't really know how long you got to pee for.
That's real.
Sometimes it's just going and you're just like, yo, what the fuck?
You need a little defense, a little man, a little back action. Just my man pissing right now. Man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Piss watch. Can you piss watch?
Now I'm picturing someone busting down a stall with me in an airport and me just sitting there, sit pissing with a carry-on bag in between, centering my shit. And I'm just like, what's up?
Locked and loaded. Now
finally. I'm on piss watch.
Oh, you thought. Close that door.
Looks like you're flying early today, bro. Yeah.
So,
does it make sense? How?
All right.
All right. We all get morning wood. You sit piss morning wood?
Nah.
Okay. I go run a chore. Do something quick. Yeah, I mean, get my mind off.
I'll wait.
Bro, hey, don't go away till I empty that.
What you mean? You just never wait. You just got a man
through.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try that. The first thing I like to do is straight to the thing.
It's not a good feeling, man. It's just,
you gotta, you gotta work it off, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Water a plant.
How long does it take?
Warm up a tea.
Warm up a tea.
Yo, as soon as you get your mind off, it's just,
it goes away.
It'll leave you alone.
But some mornings, man, I'll just be sitting there making coffee, just hard as nails.
Bricked up.
Elena might walk out.
Yeah, I'm not a horn dog. It's not like I don't even know what I had a nightmare, actually.
Elena might walk out, and I'm like, it's not that time.
She's like, settle down.
Yeah.
Going into work. Bricked up.
I mean, you wear boxer briefs or you wear boxers?
Briefs, man.
I just hate that fucking tent that I have in the morning. Yeah, you know? Like, I don't want to walk around with that.
Like, I just pull to the side. I'd be like, chill, man.
Just real rap, man.
Just chill.
Yeah.
But then my shit,
This is a fellas exclusive, man. My bad. Ladies, it gets real.
No, we can switch.
Bro, this is men's health. This is men's health.
Actually, it is men's health.
Put us on the magazine, man.
Yeah.
Men's health. You see him worked up with a basketball shirt on.
Pouring coffee. Men's health. Fucking page two.
Before you have to deep breathe.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man. Optimal times to be bricked up, man.
Yeah,
man.
It's optimal times, man.
Yeah. And there's times where it's just like, yo, it's just not even like, I don't even feel that way.
NRBs, man. NRBs.
Bro, it's comfort sometimes. Bro, I can question, like, why now? I'm like, bro, yo, I'm just hanging out.
Yeah. Man, I hate airplane wood.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't never had that.
You have turbulence wood?
Bro, it's embarrassing.
Turbulence wood is embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not because of the turbulence, you freaking motherfucker. What's happening there?
Are you over there?
Two separate shows.
Trey just sprinkled a little water on the seats. Creeping into his butthole. He just like,
put on the fucking passenger light. Yeah. Turn that off.
Yo, this plane is crazy.
It's crazy. Fucking crazy. Can you put your seat up? Not yet. Give me a second.
Airplane wood, I hate when I fall asleep on a plane and I wake up and I'm like, oh, hold on now.
Yeah.
You know,
dry path on the floor. Oh.
Wake up, your iPad just bounced like this. Oh, fuck. How long has it been like that?
You remember that little toy from the book fair, that like eagle? That
you can, like, like on your fingertip. Perfect balance. Oh, shit. Trying to send our gravity.
Men's health.
Speaking of men's health,
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What was your transition? I like
it. It was so bad. I was
They're always bad.
Someone's going to save me there.
Speaking of which.
Speaking of which.
Speaking of men's health, let's choose a new topic.
No, you started it. Whoop-de-woo, everyone comes in saying hi, good morning. Noel says, did I tell you guys a Megan Thee Stallion story? We're like, no.
Oh, man. Megan Thee Stallion would be crazy.
Yeah.
No, Megan Good.
It's Megan Good.
The
original Megan.
I heard Stallion.
So without giving too much information, the bowling alley around the way from your Airbnb.
Oh, yo.
This drops in December, so we're
cool. I mean, we added a...
Oh, even better. I got a fun little story. There's a bowling alley there, and they used to have like a little venue connected to it. And they do random, you know, little shows. A lot of the time, it was cha-cha nights.
Mm. Oh shit!
Wait, like the song?
Like the dance? No, just like
the actual dance, the real cha-cha.
Yeah,
okay,
just real.
Okay.
Yeah, for real. Or you know, it'd be like Latino bands and stuff and whatever. But one night, when I'd just become a freshman in high school, and I used to hang with some older kids. There was a flyer going out. It was like a dance, but they like finessed it into like high schooler dance.
Yeah. Cha-cha plus.
Yeah, but bro, on the flyer was Megan Good.
Okay.
And they said Megan Good is making an appearance.
Wow.
Shit. She coming to cha-cha
night? She doing the walkthrough. Yeah. Okay.
Megan Good.
This is the first club appearance.
What year is this? So we got to put that good on the screen.
Wait, is this waist deep here?
2003?
Three.
Before waist deep. Before waist deep.
Prime.
Wow.
Let me get an 03.
How Megan Good old is Megan? Because
right, Megan Good is.
Yeah. Waist deep drop from 2006.
She's 42 today.
Mm-hmm. That's like her 20s.
So she, so she'd be like 21. So this is, okay. So let me image this.
And you are how old now?
Bro, I'm like barely 13. And I got in because I rolled in with some 16-year-olds. So they were like my chaperone.
Nice. Yeah.
This, it's like fully illegal, is it?
Yeah. So they're still illegal, right?
Yeah.
The people you got in with?
Yeah, okay, gotcha. So there's no alcohol, so it's like kind of whatever. So it's this high school dance marketed like a club, and they got her on the flyer, and it's like, a, you know, Megan Good is making an appearance. So you know the club is just all dudes.
Oh, yeah. Just waiting around.
Bro. It's hella high school dudes in there popping and locking. Dance battling each other for hours. And we're waiting. I'm waiting. I'm feeling really out of place because there was no freshman in there. You know, I'm the smallest, youngest guy there.
Do you remember what you was rocking at this time?
Oh, it was bad.
Maybe a key outfit item.
Yeah.
The drip was fucking zero.
But at the time, though.
Nah, he's probably
at the time.
Yeah, he's probably in the mix.
Still up. Still down. Yeah, still bad.
Okay, you scraping up what you got?
Yeah.
Okay.
So and this is Megan Good Night.
Yeah, it's Megan Good Night.
And you're at a four.
Yeah, I'm at a four. I think I had some black South Pole jeans.
Okay.
With like a white wash. And I probably had a double X from Foot Locker. I was two layered.
Six in my books.
Okay. Yeah. You got the wash. Yeah. You go in texture.
For sure.
Layers.
You can hit the dance battle. Like,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably, you know, might have had those white Tims on.
Megan Good, go see these.
So I'm standing around, and you know, battles have happened. Many of men have been slain on the dance floor. Everyone's running out of moves. No one knows what to do. And then it's like the final moments of the night.
Hey! Make some noise right now for Megan Good.
Dude, she just opened the curtain. She came out. She looked at everyone. She grabbed the microphone. She said, "Hi. I hope y'all had a great night." Left.
Oh. See ya.
And
what? Then you unleash.
What Rich Homie Quan said? I can make a couple bands on a walk-through.
That was a walk-through for real.
Dean walked up.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, for that, for those 10 seconds she was on stage, absolutely. Everyone was like, hold up.
No, wait, Megan,
I got
look.
One more.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Good night. Oh, my God.
Stay for another 10.
Yeah.
Please.
Damn.
Oh,
that's
man.
A finesse, man. That's not right.
But man, for like the 2 seconds that we were like 3 feet away from each other, I'm just, you know, I'm like, wow, I could be chosen right now.
Yeah.
And then she left. I was like, yeah, that was not
right. Yeah.
Did she look at you?
This could be it. Nah, man.
She even
looked right over me.
Yeah. Damn.
There was
hey, guys.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I was like. Didn't even get an eye contact. Nothing.
I thought maybe she was going to cha-cha with you.
No,
yeah,
sure. That's how the cha-cha comes through. Yeah,
I thought you had a pick. He was gonna just drop on us, like you and Megan.
Nah, man.
So we get nothing out of the story.
That's why. But I was just laughing because it just brought back that memory of Megan finessing this room full of 16-year-old guys.
Yeah,
I wonder what that bag really looked like a high school bag.
Man, I want to say tickets were like 20 a head.
Mm. How many heads?
Mm.
I would say like a good 200-300 people.
Honestly, I think the bag is probably better back then.
Yeah, minus inflation.
If you time value of money, that bag.
Yeah, you're right. That's like a
Because you couldn't even see celebrities really like that too. Nah. So.
You dropped 20?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
A clean one?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
That's your strip, man. Yeah. Fuck, you did what you could, man.
You did what you could.
And I'm glad you got that fit off.
While my dad was in the morning, I got up a little early because I knew it was Megan Good Day.
Oh,
yeah.
Ran down to his wallet.
Yeah, the ATM dispenser.
Yeah.
20. I'll tell you, Megan, nice. We'll appreciate ticket. This.
Real one. Yeah, that's an investment, man.
You know, I thought you was about to say, when I used to want to go out as a kid, I knew, I got to get up and start cleaning this shit. I got to get him in a good mood. So when I drop the question, like,
you wake up early.
Look at me, I'm really hot.
But it's okay. I'll survive.
Oh my God. Your parents looking at you, they're like, always when you want something. You're like, what?
No, but yes.
What are you doing tonight? Yeah. Can I have 20?
Yeah. Can I have
20? Oh my God. And they don't give a fuck if it's. Listen, Dad. Megan Good's coming. Yeah. My dad make care. Megan?
How old so you I got 40, man. What's the max?
Max age?
You need parental supervision now.
Who's driving?
I'd do anything for Megan.
She just waved and left.
Damn. You got to run into her like now and tell her that story.
Yeah. Bro, she would laugh.
She'll laugh.
She'd definitely have a good chuckle. She'd be like, oh my God, I did take your money.
Oh my God.
You had the white tails? Yeah. Oh my God.
I remember you.
You look like such a bozo.
Yeah, you're right.
What did you say? You still got them South Poles?
No, man, I wish. I should have kept them, man.
Yeah. Just have them in a glass case at your house. Like, oh, man.
38 by 47.
Still don't fit them.
Forget putting the bronze jersey on your wall. Put the South Pole.
I get sad about that, man. All the South Pole that I gave away or like got rid of.
Oh, man. It'd be TikToks. Man. South Pole's coming back. Yeah. Yeah. Hitting hard. This specific shirt. Like, damn. I had that one.
You would find it, though.
Yeah, you could.
The South Pole branding was crazy. It just looked like some Star Wars shit, wasn't it?
Was it like an octagon?
Yeah,
the circle in the middle of it. Yeah.
SP. Orange SP, man. That's all I remember.
I used to think that shit was. I used to think Styles P owned that for so long.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, South Pole.
You saw the actual South Pole.
Yeah. You just have numbers on your clothes, man. You just got 21.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
17.
What the fuck was that?
21.99 is what I paid for these.
There you go.
That's a classic one. That's a classic one, man.
That's P right there for sure.
Remember that guy? I always thought he was Fat Albert on the coat bottom.
Same.
Left.
Wait, it's not?
It's not, no.
They that did do some like, Fat Albert shit.
They did do some Fat Albert shit.
That's their 90s hip. That's all they gave us, but
Oh, man.
Y'all ever had the, I think it was a Timberland shirt or maybe a Lug shirt, and it was like, it had the laces in the shoe on the shirt?
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those tacky as shit, man.
Oh, my God.
Tacky shirt, but as a kid, you were like, yeah, this is crazy.
Oh, it's a shoe shirt.
It's a shoe shirt.
Run that back.
Nah, pull that up. That you'll definitely find that.
Yeah. Shoe shirt?
Tim shoe.
Bro, do you remember how the fold downs, like the ladies fold down Tim's?
Yeah, the drop top Tim's.
Did those have an effect on you?
No.
I think I saw Kelly Rowland get them off one time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yeah, and it moved me. I was like, that's ill.
Yeah, Kelly Rowland, yeah. Probably Brandy. Brandy probably had them joints on too.
I feel like there was a girl at school. I want to say it was either at school or I just see around town. She had the fold downs and it would just move me in a way. It's like, dang.
In a good way?
Yeah. Just,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Just admiration at that point. I'm like, wow. You're special. Yeah.
Didn't guys have, wasn't there a guy version too that had the flap down?
Yeah, I never.
Yeah. Actually, I think I had a baby blue pair of those.
Oh, yeah, the peel down boots.
Yeah, the peel down Tim's. They didn't have
wait, which ones?
No, I think mine had the.
Bro, you just boot.
It's just like a flower. It was gray.
Yeah, I used to have. Oh, fuck. Holy fuck.
Urban camo boots with laces, 2XL, 125.
Christ. Drop that in there.
You got your wallet. Get it right now on eBay.
My dad better put his hand over his wallet right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The fall down.
I had these.
Yeah, sorry I hyped up the Making Good story. It wasn't really that crazy. But
no, but I understood exactly what you said.
Everybody got to have a Making Good story.
I wish I had a Making Good story, for real.
Man.
The only story I have from the 2000s is when I met Chris Bosh. And I kind of respect that story.
Where was it?
I was at Hoop Dome. This place in Toronto. It was like it's called Hoop Dome. And there's like 10 courts in this one place. It's like an airport hangar. Bunch of courts. And everyone has like tournaments there. And early years, the Raptors started putting together like these programs for players to go out there. So my cousin brought me out there and he was just like, yeah, you know, Toronto Raptors supposed to be like pulling up. And I was like, all right, that's kind of cool. But I was just getting into basketball, so I didn't really know anyone. And then I get there and we're playing ball for like a minute. I'm sweating. I totally forgot that someone's supposed to pull up. Literally on some fucking movie shit, I shoot the ball. I promise you, shoot the ball, hits off the rim like terribly hard, fucking bounces the other way. The ball rolls. I'm fucking run into it. Fucking go hits off the leg of Chris Bosh. I look up. So holy fuck. As a kid, his agent moves me out the way, and then like everyone saw that he was there. He literally just walked in.
Wow.
And then we listened to him talk for like 5 seconds. And he's like, yeah, man, I like basketball. And he left.
Yeah, as a kid, like, I'm going to do the hard work and you know, basketball. I'm a good kid. 40 reps.
And then when that nigga left,
Yeah.
Brick.
It's on my head, though.
I thought you were going to say you bricked the ball and bouncing in the head.
I thought he was about to run up like the ball's going to be under his foot, and then you would have grabbed the ball, and he's just like, I got a youngster.
Yeah.
Basically, he wasn't looking, though. I definitely hit his foot.
Yeah, you didn't really meet him then, like, for real. You met his agent.
I said, oh.
How do y'all feel about getting a sweaty towel from an athlete?
I'm just like, hey, man. Oh, man.
Honestly, like an octopus.
I might sell it. I might get on that.
Sweaty towel?
Yeah, I might get on that. I might go there.
You feel like you get more cash the wetter it is, still?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
You gotta have video proof.
I just take a video as soon as I catch it. Like, just got it.
I'm telling you, I'm going to record and put it in the bag.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll take a jersey, though. You a fan of collecting a jersey?
You forgot.
Jersey?
Nah.
Really?
I'm not.
Yeah. You a fan of sports?
Yeah. Are you a sports fan?
Yeah.
What sports?
Are you?
Well, I make a face because it's like, do they really count? Yeah, I like MMA, but is that really a sport?
Yeah,
them niggas beat ass. Yeah, fuck, sports channel.
I guess, like I'm sometimes I bucket it as like extreme sport.
That's definitely extreme.
Yeah, put that in that category. Yeah. Upgrade it.
For sure. Yeah, nice game.
Upgrade.
Yeah.
I'll watch ball, but I don't follow the seasons because like I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Just word. A lot of games. But I'll kind of keep tabs. Same thing with football. I'll watch and I'll kind of keep tabs, but I actually kind of stay away because I played fantasy football last year.
Mm.
Got obliterated.
No, not even that. I just way too, like, sports is the perfect thing for me to, like, not be productive.
Yeah, I'll
be just reading stories, tracking stats and shit. So
yeah. I feel, it gets intense,
I watch touchdowns. So you like UFC?
I like UFC. I watch Formula One.
Nice.
Yeah, I watch, like, racing. I like me a little bit of esports on occasion.
Hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
A little thumb action. So,
would you take a pair of, like, let's say Conor McGregor's fighting? He says, no, else are you?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Oh, bro.
Oh.
Fucking shorts.
You can't do that, though?
I can't just give you the gloves instead of the shorts.
Bloody gloves. I don't know if I'll catch them.
I'd rather catch the shorts than the gloves, honestly.
Yeah, sorry. So you're taking those and hang those up.
Hell yeah.
Man. Okay,
I feel that. I respect that. I would too.
Bro, you know Derek Lewis?
Who's?
Derek Lewis, he's a dude out of Texas.
Okay.
His fight nickname is...
Of course I know.
Oh, yeah, this nigga, and he humps the ground and shit, right?
Yeah, he's a monster.
Yeah, he knocked
holy
quick.
He just killed a dude like a week ago.
Yeah, I watched that fight.
Yeah, you saw it?
Yeah, I bring that up because he fully pulled his pants down after.
Yeah, that's where I caught it from. Everything out. Yo, he's just...
Nah, he got like breeze under.
Okay, yeah. But speaking of everything, y'all seen the video of the track guy running and he falls?
No.
The track guy?
There's a track guy running and...
Oh, like running track and field.
Yeah, so
I ain't seen it.
Yeah, man.
Y'all seen the Ethiopian thing?
Yeah. That was running super slow.
Yeah, there's some lady that I guess they're doing like the world's competition, so you know, you get the best from every country, whatever. And apparently it was like the governor or like the president's daughter that was in there, and she just was not athletic. And she was just like dead last. And she just kind of like strode, like she jogged, like it was like the slowest.
Getting pounded.
She got in and she just kind of skipped across the finish line. And like people were like, what the heck? Like all these athletes that could really like compete.
Yeah.
But she got in because her family is like the government over there.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was crazy. Like,
that's like that Netflix documentary we were talking about where the guy faked a bunch of athletes. To get into high schools.
Oh, yeah, the academy thing. Yeah, I gotta watch that. That's a good one,
Really good.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at you. Being like, damn, she's getting pounded out there.
She's pounded.
Sports dialogue is so...
They know it. Oh, Jesus. Wow. Great D. I was saying, you
beat down.
You can D me up like that. Very good.
That's just good D.
Like, what? Sports?
Yeah.
That's sports, bro.
You see Fat Joe?
I like Dick.
I like Dick from Kansas. Yeah.
The best.
I'm like, hey, man.
I feel like the best is like, like a super like white commentator and a black commentator who've known each other for years. I feel like that's the best when they kind of start letting loose. The white guy would be like, "Well, that's a." That's what you call Big D. And his co-host would be like, "Hey, man. What? Yeah. That's Big D.
Yeah, the D is girthy today."
There's a, damn, I forget his name. This is terrible. So not
bad
Canadian,
with name. I'll point
man,
out a face, man. I can't
names.
Tell you a name.
Who you talking about? The sportscaster?
The sportscaster that covers the Raptors.
Oh.
And he just has the funniest voice. But like
you're talking about,
you hear him, you want to watch him, and you want something. You want the Raptors to do something good, so this guy reacts to it.
Yeah.
So when someone gets dunked on, he goes. He's fucking
mental.
Bro, yeah. He screams, but his voice is just so funny. I gotta find a perfect clip to play. What's
maybe
his
Jack
name?
Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong.
Is it a
voice? Get that guy, but Jack.
Yeah,
yeah.
He came out with the Saints.
Yeah.
Oh my
fucking
god,
love
man.
That.
Right, so
yeah. He'd be like calm, talking about some shit while the game's going on in the background. It's like, yeah. So like, the D's looking over there. Like,
he gets you on your feet every time.
Is it the type of scream where, like, no matter how loud he screams, it's still not piercing enough? You know,
yes.
Someone like
yeah.
this?
Yeah. 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 Yeah, it never distorts.
Screaming shit out a lot.
This is
2 minutes of him just saying, "Get that guy out of here." And I sent you the other video with the meetup if you want to watch it.
There's another video with the guy with his dick out.
This one right here? Just in case. In another life, man, I could do like sports broadcasting and kind of cover sports and shit. Yeah. Yeah,
well, we got the headphones. We could do it right now.
Yeah, you're right.
This is what we call second effort, right here. Get that garbage out of here.
That's on the replay, though. When he goes in and he's actually watching it.
I'm all right, man. You send me the video. I'll watch it.
All right. Thanks. I just seen this one day on TikTok and I was dying.
Oh,
his butt is out, no?
Yeah.
Dick came.
What?
Dick came
out. Oh,
okay.
No.
Yeah, man.
That ain't sports.
Oh, this is sports, man. This is sports.
Damn it. He decided to fall down to cover.
Oh! So he rubbed.
Oh, no.
You hit the meatball right
there. He tried to grab me in midair.
I like how he said Dick came out like a little 3-year-old.
Yeah. Dick came out.
Dick came out.
It explains everything, though. It's like, we don't have to talk about nothing else.
Yeah, that sounds like a regular occurrence, man. Yeah. Dick thing.
Dick came out, yeah. You
know, I bring my dick shorts, man.
Yeah. But that's a real thing, man. It's not even getting into too much detail, but it's a lot.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, man, a lot of boxers. I'm like, bro, why is my fucking.
So.
Boxers you don't wear,
Because now I'm looking at, why do they. So, boxer briefs, they got that little, like. Why is that there? Why isn't it just like a
ventilation?
You need the Lululemons, bro.
They don't got that?
You want Lulus?
Yeah.
Did you try to put us on Lulus last time?
I'm on a campaign just organically that's.
Who used to work there?
Word of mouth campaign.
Best underwear possible.
There's no flaps.
No open tent.
Wow.
So you
it's unibody, just one joint.
Mm-hmm.
Lude.
I need that.
And when you wake up, let's say you worked out a couple days in a row, you know, when you wake up with that like I'm ripped sore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you be feeling like an MMA fighter because it's just that same kind of form factor.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they call the lemon.
The lemon.
Yeah, you just lemon.
You just lemon.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm writing that down. I'm getting that juice.
I'm on Lulu's lemon as we speak.
But is it like boxer off the rack, one hanger per boxer?
No.
Okay.
You get a 3-pack.
Oh, okay.
I like a pack. I'll show you the one, but they're good because then, you know, you wake up in those next to your lady.
Yeah.
I think it adds a little something because I think maybe for her it's like, man, I can't even just get in there how I want.
Yeah,
right.
Two ways.
Please. Show me the link. I'm just not even a shower dumb. This is just for me.
This ain't for the video.
It's this one right here. It's
going on the best sellers.
The name is good. Always in motion.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I like that shit.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, look at that. Oh, and, you're up.
And I've had many people DM me
about your boxers.
Yeah, because I've just talked about these, and people have messaged me and said, I thought you were full of shit, and I bought these, and oh my God.
They're amazing.
This is the best, yeah, boxer briefs I've ever worn.
I'm making a reminder.
Yeah.
I feel like they'd have a male waist trainer like this or something. Lululemon, you know what I mean? Some shit. Just to really get the full rip. When you hit the gym, jump on your waist trainer.
Man, we need to use these, man.
Bro, real body, real shit, man.
Man. Wait, this is real?
Bro, yeah, this, you could buy this right now.
Male waist trainer, let's go.
High compression, tummy control, slimming vest.
I don't think that's good for your organs.
That's what I used to think, too.
But you're not going that extreme, though.
It ain't squeezing you that crazy?
Yeah, if you go, you know what I mean, real. Mm-hmm. What do you call that shit, man? What do you be wearing them? That shit, what do you call
it? The
bustier?
Corset, yeah. Corset's the word. Yeah. Fellas podcast.
What's that shit? What do you call that shit?
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. If we had the B&B, we all chilling, then you take your shirt off and I see that.
I'll say it's a bulletproof vest, leave my shirt on.
Here's my vest, nigga.
All right, 50.
Chill out.
Yo, I might as well be bulletproof. Just so you can say that.
Nah, yeah,
my vest, man. I'm just low-key getting you snatched.
It's fucking chainmail.
Damn, bro.
For real.
This is why medieval fighters look so put together, man.
Yo, hell yeah, they were snatched up. Yeah, they had that chainmail vest.
Yeah.
Waist trainer. Yeah, bro, that shit is heavy, too.
You know what
man.
I think is really fire? The, you know the chainmail glove that
man.
You wear?
What's it called? Hey, man. All those emotions.
I think it's chainmail.
Yeah, that's
what does this got to do with chainmail?
Because you put it on your hand.
It's a glove.
And then when you're cutting,
what is that? What could that be?
It gets you together, brother.
You get your mind out the good.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm thinking the chainmail is what you put on.
Yeah, but you got
chainmail on your hands.
I didn't know you do that for cutting.
Yeah, it's like I think it's in there using restaurants. Chefs use it. So if you cut your hand, it just cuts the chainmail. Yeah, I fuck with that.
I'll hit chainmail boxers, man.
I slap a nigga with the chainmail on.
Yeah.
Put my brass glove on.
I think you might kill him with that.
Damn, man.
No, you ever been in a fight?
No, I was always like too small, so I would just be funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Been in a verbal fight.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, definitely verbal fights. Yeah. Plenty of those.
Nice.
Bro, I remember seeing this little kid. He's so nice. He's like the little guy and shit. And it's like, one day he got really mad. This like giant guy, and he's trying to fight him. He's like, "Yo, let me at him," type shit. Then he got him. He's like on him, but nothing was really happening.
Yeah,
he just sort of on him, and then at one point he like whipped him around to throw him on the ground. Mm-hmm. That nigga fell on the ground.
Yeah,
and he just quit. He just stood up.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had to get that off,
though. The big guy fell?
The little guy fell. Yeah. So he was trying to throw him on the ground, and he threw himself on the ground instead. Yeah. And the big guy's just there. What happened?
Yeah.
Tell him, man, I'm going to go home, man.
I think I just accepted early in life. I'm like, I don't think I was meant to combat physically.
Yeah.
Right. It just is what it is.
Yeah, no, same in high school, middle school. I've never been in a physical fight because I'm just like, why?
Yeah.
There's no point. I had to come back next day, and now you're in my enemy. And
did you guys have friends that fought? Have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah, I've been in a fight. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You, Jay?
No. Conflict resolution.
I mean, for the most part, I'm chill. But yeah.
Yeah.
What took you there, man?
It wasn't me. It was him. It was a basketball thing.
Okay.
You know, we was playing one-on-one recess.
Yeah. That's how it starts, man.
Yeah.
You know, I was cooking. You know,
cooking him up.
Cooking him up, and then man, I just remember, bro, like the bell rang, so everyone's like going inside type shit. I'm taking a couple of shots though. You know, I'm not gonna rush in at everyone. I'm gonna wait till the end. So I'm just taking a couple of shots, and just literally ran at me, bro. Like ran at me, hit the spear, and then we down tussling, and then it just went into the fight.
Bro, that's on him. Yeah, you gotta tax.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I gotta defend myself. I'm not a fighter, but I have to get that nigga off me, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Sure, and then some.
And then some.
Appetizers.
But you know, the teachers is out in middle school, so it didn't last long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
fighting in school is like fighting on a reality show.
100%.
Like, security coming in straight away.
Even if they see you getting a little bit close, hey.
But then you got them kids that are just like big and like super strong, and they just whip a teacher around real quick.
Yeah, you see that nice t-shirt, like, oh, feel boom, hitting the face. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. My school had like a lot of fights. Like I can recount a lot of fights between people.
Oh yeah, I definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys go to like a big high school?
Yeah, a lot of fights too.
A lot of fights.
How many people were in your class? I mean, school,
I want to say all like 1,200 to 1,500. It was like a pretty decent sized number. Yeah. This is a lot of people.
Yeah. That calls for scraps.
We were at 3,000.
Yeah.
Were we really?
We're at a peak. Yeah. We're at like Tucson.
Oh, Tucson. Frick. High Tucson. Never felt like it was that much.
Then we slimmed out.
And then we slimmed out. But they're just sending so many kids. But it's like, yeah, there's going to be a problem here.
Bro, it's like jail.
It's gonna be a problem here.
I used to like just being like around a fight circle, and then two people are just really going at it. Shit's coming off. Shit's getting thrown at shit. And like little, you get little items.
Yeah,
and shit,
like
pinata.
New iPod. Yeah. They get those little iPod Nanos with the clip on them.
I've never put my shoe on an iPod Classic until 2011.
You gotta lift up a little bit.
What's up? Yeah, Trey, why are you a little bit taller on this side? Hey, chill, man. You got a knee up?
Yeah.
Fucking shit's on the fucking beats.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, man.
Dude, I feel like you guys would get, like, annoying people because you're bigger. Mm. Like, when you're bigger, people always are like, oh, I'm a...
Oh my! Yeah, yeah, no, that was definitely those
characters. Yeah,
yeah.
He's like, oh, you're so big for a game.
Stop.
Why are you doing this, bro? I'm just here, bro. I didn't hear what you said. Really? What?
I'm up here. I'm up here. You gotta shout.
I'm telling you right now, to this day, you meet those people that are going to do the same thing.
Still, bro.
Yo, he's so big, bro.
Hey, hit me.
Punch your thigh.
Stop, man.
Yo, man, that's funny.
Yeah. Especially the older heads, man, where you really couldn't do nothing back.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just, what up, big guy?
Fucking shoulders down. Red.
Just go to class like this, nigga.
That's the shitty part about being is small and thin. When a big person shows you love, you know, it's like, this is my guy right here.
Oh my God. I made the mistake with talking while people are introducing me sometimes. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is my guy right here. I'm like, hey, what's up?
Stop it. I'm like, hold on.
Yeah, we're good.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, man. I hate coughing. Mm-hmm. I think the last time you were on the show, you were still on tour, about to head to Europe at that time.
Right. I had Toronto, then I had some of the U.S. left, and then I had Europe afterward.
How'd the rest of the tour go?
It was great, you know, exhausting. Mm. I'm like a war veteran now. I'm all shell shocked and
your mic.
Yeah,
he's on lights on and here he's kind of stuttered.
Now I like flash back into it, you know, I start doing the set. I really think I'm in a weird ass pocket mentally because I think my body got used to all that adrenaline every night and then it's just like cold turkey.
Yeah.
I've been finding like this past month that I've just had to like I don't know, like reset. It's been feeling a little crazy, man.
You need to spice your life up?
Not even that. It's just like at random parts of the night, I'm just like hype.
Noel, nigga, it's fine.
Fucking about Germany time forever.
What's up, Germans?
But, you know, home now, so, you know, I'm good. I'm like, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got any crazy tour stories?
I mean, there's like a, you know, it's like a handful of, so much of this shit is just like some shit happens. You're like, all right, and you just keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
I think like definitely one of the crazier things was like us posting that dude. That clip I posted of that Irish guy being like, I'm an Irish Republican racist.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to say,
you're
a striking, handsome black man.
Oh.
He said to me, you're a striking, handsome, light-skinned black man. And I was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
I was like, pretty sure, I guess. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
There's another funny-ass moment where there was like some kid on a, like a, just like it was one of the short flights.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was actually from Germany to Denmark.
Yeah.
And it was going to be short little jump, but a kid got on the plane and he's just in a mood. So he's just crying.
It's like a baby?
He's like 4 or 5.
Okay, okay.
A little too old to be wailing like
yeah,
that.
Man,
but
yeah,
yeah.
It's time. You understand English now.
Yeah. So there's like this dude. He's older. I would describe him like a Danish Clint Eastwood in like Gran Torino. Just like.
Wow.
Danish.
Yeah.
5 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So, bro, he's just beaming at this kid crying. And he's just talking to himself the whole time. He's like. And the kid is crying, and he just keeps saying, no, 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 because he doesn't want the plane to go up.
Yeah.
It gets to a point where it's comical. So I'm laughing, then Alina's laughing, mm-hmm. and then our videographer, we turn to him, it's our boy Chris, and he's like, and then we kind of turn around, and then there's some other people with us that are laughing, and then the people around us start laughing, and then it just turns into like the front half of the plane laughing because they all knew that this guy was so mad and the baby crying was just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so then Alina, you guys haven't heard it yet, but when Alina laughs hard, she'll shriek.
Yeah.
Really?
So she's trying to keep it in, and then out of nowhere, she just goes, so then like then I'm laughing and then everyone's trying to keep it cool and I'm like, dude, don't put Clint Eastwood on us, you know, because now he's like so then yeah, the mom takes the kid and she puts the kid in her lap and he finally just in the plane kind of chills out. Mm-hmm. And the whole time this lady in front of us, she's complaining that she paid for first class and the quality of the seats suck and there's a baby crying and this isn't first class. So it, you know, it's a little bit of chaos, right?
Yeah.
So the kids in the lap, shit kind of chills out. Elena's kind of like collected herself. She's like, damn.
Yeah.
The tears up.
Yeah. Flight attendant walks over to the mom. He's going to have to sit in his seat for takeoff. Not like a crazy story, because there are definitely crazy things we could have did, like Berlin's wild.
Mm-hmm.
We heard about this sex club called like Kit Kat.
Oh,
that's a nice name for a sex club.
Yeah, and
take
I guess
a little break, motherfucker.
Yeah,
break me off.
Nice. Yeah, get a little two-piece. Get your Kit Kat chunky.
Well, she got that chunky in there.
Hey, hey, wrong show.
Yeah, I feel that, man.
Yeah.
I guess like anything goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
You want to pee? You want to? Yeah, you want
to
share?
Oh, yeah, right, right. I ain't never been to one of those.
Yeah.
Never been to one of those?
No, man. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yo, can I see a menu? I don't know what. What's allowed here?
Yeah. You ever have to go to a place and say, wait, hold on, like, for real, what's allowed here?
What can I do?
So it was this place that kind of like play on a line, like when dispensaries first came to Toronto. It's like, wait, hold on, are we allowed?
Yeah.
Definitely felt like
you're in trouble the whole time.
I remember I didn't even want to use my card at dispensaries. I always wanted to get cash.
Yeah, for real. Still trying to keep it on the low.
Still trying to keep it on the low.
You hail them? No, I just took the bag off.
You got your hoodie just. You're on Kenny mode.
Yeah. That's how you look at it. Cyclops came in.
Can I get a whiff of that?
For your nose.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a nice blue dream.
We went to a dispensary the other day out here.
Oh, how was it? Did you like it?
Nah.
Depends on the one.
Wait. Does it feel different here?
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like Best Buy, doesn't it?
Some of them.
The Sweet Flower did. Sweet Flower.
Different places. Around here, there's not many. So people that have a store around here, they know that they're only ones.
Mm.
So they'll be on some like no cash. I mean, no, all cash, no card, all that.
You make
all
the rules.
And I hate when they point to an ATM to say, hey, you know, I mean, cash only, that's our ATM. I'm like, okay, that's your ATM. What did you,
Yeah.
It's sparks coming out that bitch. Is that ATM?
you put your card in and you hear someone in there. Like, hold up. Who's in that bitch?
So it was an experience, but the ones outside of where we're at right now, like more into the city. So like Sweet Flowers one, Medman was another one that we went to.
Medman is like Best Buy.
Medman is extreme like Best Buy.
Yeah. They got the air blowers, the sniffers.
No, they're just like, they got uniforms, they got name tags and shit. Mm-hmm. They're like, hi, I'm Michael. If you have any questions about the flower today, just let me know. Yeah, we got some great stuff on sale. Yeah. We have indicas over there, and we got some brand new stuff from a Bullet Weed Co. So be sure to check that out.
I forgot how to smoke weed and shit.
I told Kush, man.
It's going to put you on your back.
They know too much, and I'm like, bro, it came to a point where now it's like you're rewarded for smoking weed, you know?
Yeah.
Here's the job. You smoke weed. It's like, imagine that interview. How much pot you smoke, Michael?
Funny ass.
I'm hot right now.
Giant fucking telescope.
They're just going back and forth with just bigger blunts. It's like, well, who's really the boss here? Space mass.
Damn it.
That's extreme, though. That's when you know you have a problem. Mm. You put on the smoke helmet.
I've done it. I don't have a problem, though. I was just curious.
Back then you had a problem.
No, not the helmet, but I got the stray for the pee sit. You know, he was like, I don't want them. I got the
I'm speaking my truth.
He's on a ride today.
Me and Sheldon are man down right now.
Yeah. Instantly too. He didn't even breathe for a little bit.
You survived the space helmet? I never done.
Yeah, I've survived it, man. Look, it was Wiz Khalifa time, man.
It was
Khalifa time, man. So I forget where it was. I think I was at a smoke lounge downtown, which is like very rare.
Damn.
But there's a couple of spots where you could smoke inside, and they had like the bag vapors and shit like that.
And the volcano joints.
Yeah, the volcano shit. Yeah, and they had the thing in there, man, and everybody was doing it.
So you just
How am I not gonna do it? Everybody's
I'd do it.
If you lift the helmet, I'm dead.
it's an experience for sure. Yeah,
you got to take off your seatbelt. Back on Earth and shit.
Yo, I quit, bro.
I'm good. Oh, bro.
I just pictured that helmet coming off and someone's head slumping out.
Rolling out,
bro. Like, kind of heavy.
Really complete baby. You ever lift a baby up?
Yeah.
Be responsible, bro.
Your head just slips up.
Like a fucking sock. I know. What set did you bang in like your college, or not college, high school, middle school days? Like, Wiz Khalifa was a thing for a lot of my friends, where one guy was literally, he was Wiz Khalifa. He laughed like him. Mm-hmm. He smoked like him. He dressed like him. I was Taylor Gang or Die for a little bit.
But I was banging full, Taylor Gang.
I was full Young Money after. I was like, couldn't tell me nothing.
Yeah, he was YMCMB. You almost got the hat.
You had the sweater,
almost
no?
Almost got the hat.
YMCMB.
Me and my friends, we were really into like underground and like indie artists and shit.
Yeah.
So we kind of like, we had this whole like period where some of that shit would come out and we'd have like an internal conflict. Because, you know, we're like, no, this is like whack. Why do I like it?
Shit, an indie. No, it's not.
Bro, it was so funny. I'd be super into underground. I think it was the coolest shit ever. Then I go home and watch like Reed Dollaz, fucking battle raps and shit. Yeah. And, you know, the most gangster.
Yeah.
I shoot your fucking. Yeah. This shit is hard as hell.
Word.
I think, like, you know, as far as, man, we kind of missed out on that. Like, but I remember that, like, kids like loving Wiz or kids loving Wayne and
like D-Block and shit. Yeah, a couple of my friends were from D-Block.
There were so many groups. G-Unit. I was G-Unit when G-Unit was for sure. I was G-Unit.
Period. Yeah, definitely.
But I was G-Unit.
I went to G-Unit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I switched.
I never switched.
Yeah, the game was compelling, man. That boy's being crazy.
I told you I never listened.
Yeah, you're right.
I told you I never listened.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying now that I've heard a bit.
The game was going
crazy, for sure.
The game got me, man. Yeah. You said, just, I think to me, you're saying G-Unit for all these years, and I'm believing in this guerrilla warfare and this guerrilla unit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, that's sick. And the game comes here, like, this is our new guy. He's from California. I was like, oh, my God, California's sick. I want to go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the game comes and says, no, it's not G-Unit anymore. It's G-U-Not. Right. I said, oh, my God.
Amazing.
That's so clever.
Yeah.
And then he started going off individually on all the, like, members in G-Unit.
Yeah, he broke them apart for me still. I'm like, damn, you got a point.
You know what happened to me after that when Game did that? Mm. I loved G-Unit forever. And then he did that. I think he might have been the catalyst for me to get into Underground. Because he just tore apart my heroes. I'm like, man, look at this mainstream shit. They ain't even hot shit, bro. Like, they don't even really rap like that. It's like...
The thing is, man, like, you were really into it, because I was so G-Unit, I was listening to Olivia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't make it that far into the G-Unit.
I got to Olivia, I gave her a try, man, and I was just like, all right,
that's
man.
That's big love.
That's big love.
Did Olivia even have an album?
I think she had her first one. Yeah, she had her first
probably
one.
Probably self-titled, because that was thing back
the Olivia then. Album?
Yeah, it's probably
just Olivia.
But, man, you go back and listen to that initial era of G-Unit.
Yeah, what I say. Olivia.
It's hard as
bangers, ever. Yes. Yes, yeah. Absolutely, man. I have to go back and check. Like, was that really real?
Yeah.
Bro, yes, it was.
A lot of it holds up, man.
We had Taze too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real,
man, for sure. Y'all seen how the game was going around, like, using the same freestyle for, like, years?
Yeah, I did see that. Once they broke that apart, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, yeah. Weird.
It's a little chink in your arm right there, brother.
Pretending that is... I'd let a nigga know, like, hey, man, this is my shit
now. Did my thing.
Yeah. Just making his rounds. Yeah. You might have heard a couple, which is fair, man.
Yeah. But also, that's what I was going to say, because they weren't really... Like, when you'd go to freestyle, it had to be new shit. Yeah. But nowadays, it's like, it doesn't matter. You can be on your phone.
It's like a preview.
Still needs to be new shit, but it just needs to be new shit I ain't heard before.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, why would you not give your hottest, your new... I'd mix the old lines with the new shit I'm trying. Just like stand-up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do remember that one time Vince Staples went on and he was like, okay, now I'm doing shit off my album. I got to stop now. You know what I mean? So I get it. Like, you can only make so much raps, but...
You ever rip a quick 16 off the dome in a car alone and shit?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, still.
You just had the instrumental going for like an hour. And just not really getting nothing off sometimes.
I'm still keep trying.
Have you or are you ever going to do like a music tour?
I've never done a music tour. I don't know. I feel like I'm in a weird, like, I can rap, but I don't know if that's what I don't think that's what I'm supposed to be doing. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
Little side mission, man. One day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I think, you know, eventually I'll get back to them. Like, I want to maybe do this, like, some weird ass project.
Yeah.
I still like doing it, for sure.
No, for sure. Yeah, I hear that.
Put out some dad rap, you know.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
I'm not a father, but maybe I have a kid and I'll be like, I got something sick.
Yeah.
My kid never wants to hear that shit. It's just going to be your biggest hater, man.
Honestly, I always thought about making music, but I don't think I got it in me to just put out.
But you've made music.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I definitely made music before. Mm-hmm. We have a mixtape out, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, man.
I think on a level of making music and rapping for me, it wouldn't happen, but I'd get into like... Maybe it's making beats or on some like fucking Daft Punk shit where I get into like, yo, I just like if I had a whole studio and everyone told me this how this works, this how this works, I think I'd make music like that. Auto tune, sing, go crazy a little bit. You'll never know it's
pitch
me.
Pitch it up,
You'll never know it's me. And then I'll be like, I'll just play that whatever.
Just keep the studio locked, man. Like, nobody come in here, man. All the engineers, how do you do this and get the fuck out?
Sign this NDA.
Show me everything. I'm a road check your ass for flash drugs. Like, don't shake it, nigga.
Cough.
Drop it on the floor.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Rapping is such a... It's so... It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Rapping is undeniably fun.
It is.
You're just like rhyming words and it's so cool and shit, man. It's just
when
like
you a get little it
fucking
too.
Leprechaun lizard shit, man.
Because it's clever too. You gotta be clever.
You gotta be clever and kind of cheeky and shit.
Cheeky fucker.
It just feels good too.
Yeah, like, for sure. Yeah,
I don't know. It's like I think it's definitely also when it's hard to talk about. Like personal shit. So,
yeah.
It's such a vehicle for that.
Yeah, you just rap it. You start telling the truth and shit.
Yeah.
then you make a fucking banging song that's depressing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, depressed.
Done plenty of that, yeah, bro.
I don't feel like y'all listen, man.
Y'all not hear me. You see someone at the meetup come up, super dirt. Yo, dude, I fucked with that fucking car shit that you did that one time. That one was
crazy. He's got a Wu-Tang shirt on.
Fucking respect.
Yeah, shade drawn in a dark place, I already know. I'm like, all right, brother, I see you back there behind those shades.
What you want,
you know?
Man, you mentioned being stressed out, man. I was wondering if you tried this yet. Just a way to unwind and shit, man. It works for some people, man.
Yeah, it works.
Works for Russell Simmons. Have you seen this package on Groupon yet?
No, man.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, it's not done.
Look how big he's smiling.
Part two. Yeah, no, he's in the moment, man. He's there. He's present.
Oh, yeah. Man. Now, that's a docking station.
Yeah. I'm in charge mode right there.
Yeah, full charge mode. I'm glad you see the smile firsthand, though.
Yeah, the sun going.
Look, he's having a blast.
Bro.
He's in baby mode, bro. Yeah.
Bro's holding his big toe, man. Crazy, gang.
The big toe clamp.
The big toe clamp.
Yeah, and then the sun going right into his butthole.
Direct, you know,
charging up.
Direct source. Your whole shit lines up while you're down. Fucking, what do you call them joints, man?
Chakras?
Your chakras. Yeah. On it to the top.
That's why he's smiling so big. He's a man.
That's the definition of lighting up.
Yeah. I'm enlightened, man. Thank you, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
enlightened.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
That's what you get. That's a shortcut to enlightenment. You're not going to have me like that, though. I'll just be not knowing shit, man. Fuck it.
Bro, I gotta switch my whole shit up after this.
I'd be afraid of whoever could do that to you.
Oh, yeah. You just all legs, bro?
Yeah.
Honestly, I could probably get him up like that.
Yeah, you think so?
If you get the knee lock, yeah.
For Xbox, your legs, record that. Trey said it. I could get him up like that.
Oh, fuck. Hey, bro.
Fuck. Nah, that's crazy.
God damn, man. Yeah. I could probably do that for him.
There we go on the edit. We get both.
Oh, God. Man. Trying to take it back. No, I could perform that effectively.
I could. Yeah. Do that one again.
Get my yoga degree so that we can achieve this here
activity.
Yes. Yes.
It's just crazy that at one point he was on a website or a pamphlet looking through and he saw this package. He's like, you free today?
At some point, someone had to put you on and say, like, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, Russ, I got something.
Yeah, you can't walk into this yourself. This is influence right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Russ, you know what would be great?
That's when, like, someone who recommends this to you has a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. They've done it all.
Russell, there's this place.
Exclusive.
In Batavia.
Yeah. Man.
It's a secret island named after a Michigan city. It's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Listen, I can charter you a plane, and I got a guy there, Rick.
Rick. It's always Rick, man.
He'll stretch you out.
Change your life.
You hear a lot of rappers talking about stretching you out. Let me show you the real story.
Those guys don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Stretch me out. Listen. I know it sounds sus, okay, but it's going to feel great. Yeah, dude.
How long do you want to live, Russ?
Yeah.
Check this out. All you're going to need is just bring your black card. You want to be American Express. And
you're just going to run it.
Yeah. This is like, you want to be here for your grandkids.
Yeah.
I'm just doing this for my family. Dude, when's the last time your butthole seen light?
I guess it's been too long, right?
They put 5 years on his life, dude. The fucking Undertaker just smoking a cigarette like, man. I thought I was going to come get you next week. 5 years, Russ.
Seeing five. How you figured it out, man?
Men's health, man.
Men's health. Men's health.
Butthole to the sun. Get you charged up.
Yes, son. Put us in the magazine, man.
Yeah, man. We know what we talking about over here.
For sure. Would you ever do a...
This?
Yes.
Would you ever do the body issue, ESPN?
Oh.
Body issue?
You ever seen that? Google that. ESPN, the body issue.
I think they're losing subscribers with that.
You know what that is, Trish? You know the body issue? Put Dwayne Wade... No,
oh,
go Google.
Oh, my God.
Google.
Yeah, I know the body issue.
You guys see the magazine cover.
Yeah, I see it.
Isn't that butt naked?
Yeah, with a basketball covering, right? Like, I don't know why he did that, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to my salon, D-Wave, man.
What is that?
The body issue, man. Yo, what? That's my thing, man.
Yeah.
So they do this with everyone?
They do it with a lot of people, man. A lot of athletes, men and women. Yeah. They do, man. They call it the body issue, man.
Bro, I'm like, just because y'all put this production together don't mean you got to get me butt naked. Everyone has to do it.
Yeah. Is that Braun?
Braun
got
it.
The body issue, too.
That's Serge Ibaka. Is it?
Serge, yeah.
That might not be him.
That's Ibaka.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, put the shit on a tripod and get out, man.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I'll do it, man. Just rip.
Non-stop shots.
I'll put on a self-timer. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Give me plug in a 2 terabyte hard drive real quick.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to see Dwayne Wade's ass cheek.
Yeah.
From any angle, for real.
So maybe this ain't for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not my type of content.
That's not. Is that Gordon Ramsay?
No way.
No shot, bro.
Down?
Where?
Left? Middle, up, left, down.
Nigga, you can put in a Chico.
That's not Rams. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah. It looks like Rams.
Man.
Not really.
Nah.
I think the worst part about this is they got you doing goofy stuff.
Yeah, like poses, because they got to cover up your piece.
Oh. Yeah, all the men pose the same way and shit.
Yeah.
What?
Nah, this is crazy, man. Yeah, this isn't, like, you don't need to do this. What is this called? Body owning?
I think it's called the body issue, no?
Body issue.
Body issue.
You ain't got to see my butt for that.
You ain't got to see my ass.
Hey, y'all could just know
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, let me see. Oh, he's an athlete. Get out of here.
I'll do the skin color boxers, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We got CGI and shit. We got AI.
Here's the thing. Who's picking?
Yeah,
it got a
dirt bag
me.
In the office at ESPN. he's in charge of body issues. You got to see Jim.
Yeah. He's just licking his lips.
Who's next? Hey.
Nancy Lieberman.
Yeah. Yeah, I know he's trying to get Kyle Lowry back. Yeah.
I need to see them chicks.
We got to fuck Kyle Lowry. I need to see what it's all about.
Get him no matter what it takes.
he's asking for about $20 million. Do it.
The magazine doesn't make that much. All right, let's fuck it.
We don't get investors.
The fucking Michael Jordan's retired.
I don't give up. Stop. What? I'm trying to see that butt profile.
Oh man. Kenny Lofton Jr. too, man. I'll leave him alone.
Okay, but let me add. 10 million, though, they say trade body issue.
Oh, yeah, we all know. Yeah, I'm on the body issue. Front center. Yeah. Just
whatever you need at this point, man.
See me leaping butt naked.
Bro, I'm fucking starfish the fucking straight on. Say, I'll be the first one just to show everything.
Not even an athlete, just a normal nigga. Russell
Simmons
shit to me. Put me up there like Russell.
I'm out there
like
that.
Yeah.
Now they gonna do the esports body issue. Those gonna be the normal body.
Oh, yeah.
Keyboard covering my shit.
Yeah. I'll just use the numeric pad. The accountant shit by itself.
The fucking attitude.
Yeah. Not even the full keyboard. Just a little number, son. Yeah.
The fucking Steam Deck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow, Noel.
never mind. Yeah. Give me that USB key real quick, bro.
You got Samsung G7?
Bro, I just hold a fucking an iPhone with a picture of a bigger dick.
It's like, damn, wait, huh?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yo.
I'm confused. Man's health.
Man's health.
Yeah, man. What a good episode, man.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm sweating.
Listen, man. Before we get on out of here, man, it's important we check this out real quick. I'm not going to lie.
I got to see it.
No, what's this?
I don't know what's coming.
What are your thoughts on this, man?
That this is like a new CPR method.
I didn't
just a health check. You still here with us?
You still good? Everything good?
Yeah, this is a third world country defibrillator.
They can't fucking, they can't shock him.
Oh, fuck. He
comes up to his head like,
thank you.
He just drops it down on him real quick. Hey, good morning. Oh, so man, woke up. His neck is fucked up. Look at him wake up. Hell.
What the hell?
That's what this is. I'll tell you exactly like what this is.
This is someone that's trying to do some insurance fraud. Said, take me, man, please. Yeah, man. All right, for sure.
Yeah. I thought you said you were hurting.
Oh, yeah, you're right here.
I am. Holy oh, shit, man.
Oh, man.
This is Madison trying to bring him to life. And shit, I'm trying to.
Say what the. Oh, shit. Just the splits sideways. He won't. He's asleep.
Yeah, that's what you call it, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Megan story for sure.
We got one in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Canadian heritage.
Amen. I'm glad we got to review that, man. What a big, fat, juicy episode, man. Amen. Listen, y'all know what y'all need to do to push the program and push the RO agenda, man. Yeah. Jump in them comments, man. That like button, that bell button. Get friends with him. You know what I mean? 5-star stunner ratings on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Nothing less, man. Shit, man. You got to bang something in December? Nah, this is November 10th.
Motherfucking turkey.
What?
Thanksgiving's coming up, you know. I'm repping for turkey.
Nice. Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Man.
I'm like, what?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.